the independent body which is responsible for Ireland's transition to a low-carbon economy, has called for swift action to help people this winter by addressing dependence on fossil fuels. The Climate Change Advisory Council has called for the rollout of attic insulation and draft proofing to be accelerated. But everybody needs to step up to tackle the energy crisis, according to Taoiseach Micheál Martin, who was speaking in Cork yesterday.
We do need now all of us to focus in on reducing energy. I was in a primary school this morning in Grange, and a teacher introduced me to an energy detective in the classroom. And I said, what does the energy detective do? He makes sure the lights are off when we leave the classroom. And this was in senior infants. But that is the kind of thought process we all have to get into now, in terms of switching off the lights when we don't need them on, and energy reduction. That's one level, and then securing supply.
Taoiseach Micheál Martin there. Now we're joined by the chair of the Climate Change Advisory Council, Mary Donnelly. Mary, you've made some specific recommendations to help people and businesses this winter. What are they?
Well, in the very short term, and given the crisis that we're currently in, one of the recommendations that we've made is that people would take measures now to reduce the cost of their heating bill over this winter. It's going to be a difficult winter. Fossil fuel costs, unfortunately, are escalating every day, and we need to take whatever measures we can. So what we're suggesting is that the short-term measures, which are actually low cost but high impact, such as attic insulation, roll out attic insulation, draft proofing, service your boiler, for example, and temperature controls, to be done now, and that the paperwork around that be simplified. For example, reduction at purchase price, rather than having to go through the process of online application, payment, and then refund of the payment. These are measures that can save anywhere between 20 and 30% of your heating bill this year. In addition, we're looking at more medium-term measures, because one of the concerns that we have is that Ireland is too dependent on imported fossil fuels. Fossil fuels represent 67% of our emissions. They also are costing us a lot of money at the moment, and we have no control on that. What's the choice? The choice is to use our own energy. Our own energy comes from wind and solar. We need to roll out more onshore wind, solar, and indeed roll out the offshore wind and the grid to support that, and use our own energy, which at least we can control.
You talk about these being low cost measures, but when people are hit with price increases of 30, 40% in their energy bill, many of them are just simply saving to be able to pay the bills.
Well, that's why we want the simplification of the process, that when you go to the store, for example, to buy the attic insulation, that the grant aid of 80% is done at point of purchase, so that it reduces the cost for you there and then. That's what we're looking for. You know, make it available so that people can purchase it now and get the benefit this winter.
You've also called for the extension of low public transport fares. Have you been able to assess whether or not they've had any impact in terms of getting people out of cars and onto trains and buses?
The analysis for that is still ongoing, so we're waiting for that. But we've certainly seen analysis that have been done in other countries where this kind of initiative has been taken. We've probably all heard about the €9 train ticket in Germany this summer, which has had a significant impact. And we've seen where, for example, in Luxembourg, all public transport is totally free. Here, this is a measure that can save people money. It's a very important measure for the cost of the energy crisis that we're in at the moment, and it reduces our emissions. So we get two for the price of one in doing that. Of course, in terms of rolling out and continuing the reduction of the fares, we do want it monitored to make sure that it is effective and that it's targeting the most vulnerable in society.
You also want a congestion charge for drivers. Can you tell us about that? How much could it be? How much would it be? And where would it take place?
Well, what we've said, and we've been rather clear on this, is that our first priority is to roll out public transport, bus connects and other public transport infrastructure. And when these are in place, so in other words, when people have a choice, when they have an alternative, that's when you look at things like congestion charges. And the congestion charge is about saving people money. It's also going to save the climate, of course. But in the end of the day, when the government actually rolls out the public transport, people have a choice, then the congestion charge would be looked at in terms of supporting people in making the choice to use that public transport.
Some Italian cities have a congestion charge of €300 if you drive your car into that city. Do you think that's a good idea?
Well, for Italy, I'm sure it works very well. I think we'd have to look at the specifics of our own situation here to see what would be most effective. And that's an analysis that I know the departments are looking at. We can benefit from what's happened in other countries. And it's one that we certainly need to look at and examine.
Is it a good idea to do it during a cost of living crisis?
We have to do it once the alternative is available. That's what we're saying. Once the bus connects and other infrastructure developments in terms of public transport are in place, then you look at this as an alternative and as an option.
Now, the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland says there's been a rebound in car use, and that's contributed to a rise in emissions, not a fall in emissions, as Ireland had committed to do. How do you think that could be addressed very briefly?
Well, this is exactly one of the issues that we're talking about. When we look at the emissions in the transport sector, a very high share of it comes from private car usage. So what can we do in order to support people to use alternative mechanisms? Obviously, walking and cycling clearly is better for your health. Using public transport, for example, working from home so that you can reduce the amount of commuting necessary. Carpooling is also a possibility where people can travel together. So we need to look at what are the measures that are practical and feasible and cost effective for consumers in terms of reducing the amount of kilometre commuting miles that we do.
Mary Donnelly of the Climate Change Advisory Council, thanks very much for joining us on Morning Ireland.